Hi there, I'm Audrey Adams. This is Talk with Audrey. Welcome back. The veterans healthcare system still has some major problems. Wait times are excessive at many facilities, and poor performing employees are rarely held accountable. And far too many veterans are waiting far too long to receive the benefits that they've earned. Dale Barnett is the national commander of the 2.2 million member American Legion. He's a West Point graduate from Douglasville, Georgia, retired Army officer, and a veteran of Desert Storm. And he joins me, but he says, fix it and don't mix it. Welcome, Dale, to Talk with Audrey.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having me.
Really appreciate you joining me. So you've been outspoken and critical of the Department of Veterans Affairs, and you've been a champion of it as well. What's going on now?
Well, in fact, tomorrow I'll be meeting with the VA Secretary, Bob McDonald, in Washington, D.C. We're going to talk about various things that could be improved in the VA healthcare system. But you're right. We certainly are a supporter of the VA because we want it to be the best healthcare in the world, because we think that our veterans have earned that. And we want to see, we're going to be the watchdog, and when we see things that need to be improved, we're not at all bashful about bringing up those things that could be improved in the VA healthcare delivery system.
So how long do you really think, Dale, that it's going to take to fix all of its issues?
Well, I think it's all the issues will never be fixed. In our own healthcare system in the United States, there are various things that need to be tweaked all the time. So it's a continuous process to, as you say, fix the VA healthcare system. But there's things that are being made. And one of the things that I really like is that the Secretary has implemented a strategic analytical tool that looks at several different categories and compares and rates. And being a retired school teacher, I kind of like to see that report card. And that report card will allow me to go into a VA healthcare system and look at those areas that need to be improved and also ask the right questions and look in the right areas. And then, of course, if we find out that the information is not accurate, I guarantee you, we will go after those folks and hold them accountable to ensure that the information being provided is accurate and that it represents the experience of the individual veteran.
So what are you hearing from veterans that
well,
come to you?
Well, I hear from veterans that once they get to the provider, they're pretty happy with what they get. However, there are frustrations of getting into the system. There's frustrations with the appointment times, and we're going to be talking about modernizing the appointment system at the VA. That's part of this strategic improvement plan that the Secretary is going to be addressing tomorrow. We're also concerned about the claims and that the claim process absolutely needs to be reformed, especially the appeals process needs to be reformed. So there's plenty of areas for improvement, but I think that the dialogue between the American Legion and the VA is there, and that it needs to continue to be a positive dialogue so we can continue to improve a system that helps so many of our veterans that have such unique health care needs.
When it comes to actually filing a claim with the VA, are there still roadblocks there that can be improved?
Well,
roadblocks actually that can be removed and improved, let's put it that way.
Well, I think one of the greatest things that we have in the American Legion is that we have a network of service officers across the nation that help the veterans navigate. Now, to go to an American Legion service officer, you don't have to be a member of the American Legion. They help all veterans. But to navigate the system without the assistance of someone like a qualified and trained service officer, it can be very complicated. But I will also tell you that many of your listeners will tell you that there's many areas of government that are difficult to navigate, certainly. So we want to help our veterans because I think they deserve it.
Well, and I absolutely agree with you. So navigating the system can be difficult for some veterans, and thank you again for making the point that you don't have to be a member of the American Legion if you're a veteran to get help from the Legion. So that, I think, people should hear, veterans should hear loud and clear. So the actual care, you said that once they receive it, it's great, but getting to it is oftentimes the issue. What do you think can be done to help resolve that particular issue?
Well, we've all heard the stories of horror stories, and many of them are from 2 or 3 years ago, where there were waiting times that the information was falsified in order that certain directors and personnel could get bonuses. Now, those have all been closed, and we are working to make sure that the information that's on waiting times is accurate, and that waiting times are going down. And now that's what we look at. And when I go to a hospital or to a any type of VA facility, I'm going to look at that data. And then I'm going to look directly at those people who are with me, who are in those local towns and neighborhoods, and ask them if that's their experience. I also like to look at, the comment cards that are put in, and you can quickly look and you can see if you start seeing a trend in the comment cards of something that's a concern, then that's something that needs to be addressed. So we need to make sure that the information that we get is accurate and that it truly reflects the experience of the veteran.
The care that they receive, and the VA does a lot of good. I know that you don't want to bash the VA because I think, as you mentioned earlier on, a lot of our organizations, government organizations, are difficult to navigate, and there's redundancy built in. There's a hierarchy that has a history of, well, just being there and sometimes impeding progress. But as an individual veteran, what would you advise veterans to do if they find that there is a roadblock and that they just can't get the help that they need?
Well, I think it goes back to that service officer. And I don't know if that's a concept that many of your listeners understand, but these are people that you can go to our website at legion.org and look at service officer provider, and it will tell you, give you a number, or just contact a local American Legion post, and they can probably help you navigate to get you in contact with that service officer. Now, that service officer is trained and goes through a certification process, and they understand the system, and they can break down that level of frustration that oftentimes exists when a veteran is denied, and maybe wrongly denied a benefit that they have deserved. So I think our service officers can help the veteran. That's why they're there. They're there to help the veteran, and very much the American Legion is a partner in this, and we want to just see the bottom line. It's easy to criticize, but we're in the trenches trying to make things better for the veteran. And so that's kind of where we go from. So that service officer, I think, is a key ingredient to improving the experience of the veteran with the VA healthcare system.
And where can people go for information?
Legion.org.
All right. That's simple.
That's a public website. It's got all sorts of good information about veterans' issues across the nation. There's some great videos of happenings all across the nations that could be of interest to someone who has it in their heart. It also talks about ways that you can join us in helping veterans, and you don't have to be a member to help us with our charities, and I think this is very important. 100% of what we give in our charities goes to helping veterans because our members pay dues, and that dues pays our overhead for the administration of all our programs in the American Legion. And we have a robust system of things that provide help to youth, help to veterans, helps to our community. So we're a very robust organization. We very much are centered on helping our communities, helping our veterans, helping our children.
All right. My conversation has been with Dale Barnett, National Commander of the 2.2 million member of the American Legion. And we've been talking about how veterans can better access care at the VA with the help of the American Legion. The website, again, is legion.org. You do not have to be a member to get help. If you're a veteran out there or you have a friend who's a veteran who needs help accessing care, reach out to the American Legion. Dale Barnett, I want to thank you so very much. I always love having these conversations with you to help our veterans access the care that they need.
Well, thank you so much. And if we can help one veteran out there today, it's been a great conversation. So thank you so much for what you do.
It's my pleasure, and thank you for your service.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with more insightful, intelligent, inspiring conversations and information after this.